This AgriTalk podcast is brought to you by the Syngenta Agronomy Team in the Midwest. You can keep up with the latest crop management advice from Syngenta by visiting their No More, Grow More blog and by signing up for their regionalized twice-monthly digest. Here we go. Pick up the phone and make your contribution. Hey, slow down. I'm not talking about money. It's your questions. It's your curiosity. Dare I say, it's your opinions. That's what we're looking for. It's an AgriTalk open forum.
Live from Sparkle City, USA, via Farm Journal broadcast, this, in fact, is AgriTalk. This afternoon, you, beloved listener, are the star. And right after the news, Todd Bubba Horowitz from BubbaTrading.com. I'm handsome newsman Davis Michelson, and now the host of AgriTalk, Jim Flory.
All right. Davis Michelson, thank you so much, buddy. Appreciate it.
Totally.
Yes.
Totally.
Okay. So, you know, we've done several experiments in the last, five and a half years in this in the afternoon hour of AgriTalk. And here's another one. Mm-hmm. I mean, the phone lines are always open.
Mm-hmm.
But the experiment today is if you don't call in with questions or email in questions right now, host at agritalk.com, uh-huh. or tweet a question at us or an opinion or a thought or a topic with hashtag AgriTalk in the message. If you don't do one of those things, you, what do you call them, dear listeners?
Yes, you, beloved listeners.
Beloved listeners are at risk of Davis singing the entire hour.
That's exactly right.
I've and while some of us really enjoy that,
in my heart for you,
some of us really enjoy that, and we've actually been to his show. You know, it's kind of a weird deal. It's kind of a weird deal.
And speaking of experiments, remember that time we put WD-40 on a bluegill to see if it could outrun a northern? And it died quickly. The poor little feller tried to swim away.
Kept up for the first 20 yards or so.
Yeah, we thought he was in the clear.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we took notes.
No such luck.
Yeah.
Poor little fella.
We're going to try just raw silicone next time.
And we promise not to put any WD-40 on your opinions, thoughts, or questions.
Not at all. Not at all.
No. No, we will not do that. We will do our best to answer. And if we don't have the answer for it, you know what we'll do?
We'll just hang up on you.
There's that option. But it may be that I've got a few people already just kind of like standing by with some answers to questions.
Uh-huh. The peanut gallery is assembled.
Exactly. So, but hopefully we won't have to make the call and we can handle most of this. I'm looking forward to it. And hopefully you guys out there will participate in this. Otherwise, like I said.
Yeah.
It's an hour's worth of the best of Davis Michelson.
Yeah.
Which really isn't all that great.
No,
Davis,
it's not.
Let's get to the news.
USDA says 55% of the spring wheat crop was harvested as of September 1. That's up 17 points from the previous week, but way behind the five-year average of 78%. Spring wheat crop conditions are now 67% good to excellent, down 2 points from the previous week. After starting this holiday-shortened week of trade with sharp losses yesterday, today's price action was viewed as a simple upside correction. How the market finishes this week and a daily export sales report would help the market finish the week strong. That will be much more telling for upcoming price action than the day-to-day price fluctuations this week. December hard red futures were 2.25 cents higher at 384.5. December soft red futures 7.25 cents higher, 460.75. December spring wheat 6.5 cents higher, 493.5. Little strength in the wheats, Chip.
Yeah, demand has been improving for wheat. Some continued improvement, a daily export sales announcement this week, that'd really help us out.
Mm-hmm. Corn rated good to excellent as of September 1 was 58% up 1 point from the previous week. Corn rated poor to very poor was unchanged at 13%. USDA says 6% of the crop was mature as of Sunday. That's behind the five-year average pace of 13%. Corn that has reached the dense stage was put at 41%, behind the five-year average of 63%. While corn prices ended lower on the day, the market did take a midday price recovery on hopes that President Trump's promised biofuel package will help to boost demand as much as the White House thinks it will. December corn futures were 2.5 cents lower. I would love to be able to say that with a straight face. 2.5 cents lower, 358 in the D's. March corn off 2.5 cents, 371 3/4. March 380.5 today. But that's down 2 cents.
That line just kind of captures the market's attitude towards
really
this
does.
Whole thing.
Yeah.
You know, the attitude is that President Trump believes that the biofuel package that they offer will be a big problem solver.
Yeah.
Big problem solver. In reality, he's had these thoughts before. Mm-hmm. And they've kind of been you know, it really doesn't matter that much.
Right.
Or hey, we appreciate that effort, but it's off the mark. You know, it's all very interesting. And the corn market is trying to take it in stride. You know what? I haven't talked to him for a while. Let's bring
him in,
Bubba. We'll get to the bean news here in the next segment.
We got time.
Todd Horowitz, my friend Bubba, how are you? What?
Agri Talk the musical. What's up?
I don't know. I don't know, Davis. Have we got a part for Bubba in this or
my
not?
My Wednesday yearns for Horowitz. It's something I'm working on.
That's a keep on the
Oh, shoot. What's going on? Yesterday we saw some heavy pressure on the equities. Today they're trading higher. Anything going on in the currency trade that we need to know about? What's your overall attitude towards the grains?
Well, look, they look bad. I mean, but again, I feel it in my loins that there's going to be a big pop coming here. But this is right now. They continue to drift lower. There's no action. There's no volume. You got a dead cat bounce in wheat today. Corn couldn't even get to the positive side after being pounded for days. Beans look, I think, about the best right now, but they're coming up against some resistance here, too. We're really just in this real lethargic, no action, nobody cares, nobody wants to buy, sellers-only market at the moment. And again, that will turn at some point, and what's going to be the trigger? I mean, maybe China will start buying it, like the old days in the 80s on Wall Street. China's buying, they needed markets to rally. So I think we'll be fine, but it certainly doesn't look very, very appetizing at the moment, and certainly... there'll be a lot of storing in the bins, I think, this year until we start to see a rally come from it. But I do think we will get one, but it's certainly taking longer than I thought, and I don't think it has anything to do with the trade wars. I think still the oversupply and the overall general markets going on.
Now, I know your attitude toward fundamentals. You know, if by the time we know it, the market's already got it factored in.
Mm-hmm.
But knowing that, is there a chance that when the combines roll this fall, that's when we really start to figure out just how much of a problem child 2019 was?
Well, of course. But again, that will be figured out. That will show up, okay, as soon as they start. I mean, I thought there was a lot more problems myself. I'm surprised that we haven't seen higher prices. I mean, I think we haven't had any event that's really stalled price. And again, I think that, you know, there's going to be some action here, and I would expect to see these markets move off of that. But so far, again, remember that there's people out there checking it all the time, and we haven't seen the action come in yet. Now, either it's just a total lethargic and not interested markets right now, or better than we say. Yes, sir.
Hey, 15 seconds. Any impact from Dorian?
No, I don't think so. I mean,
okay.
I think that's already accounted for. All right, guys. Thanks for the musical. Sorry I missed you last week. My apologies to everybody.
Yeah, AgriTalk the musical. Thanks, Bob. I appreciate it. I'm joined by Mike Leach, agronomy service manager for Syngenta. He covers the western Midwest states. Mike, when growers think about their weed management plan moving forward, what are some of the goals that they should think about?
Well, actually, Chip, their weed management program for next year needs to start this fall with harvest. Yeah. They have a bird's eye view to see what species they're going to be faced with next spring, and they need to start thinking about utilizing the right herbicides that are effective on the weed species they're going to battle with.
Yeah, that word effective, I think that's real important, because when you use it, I think of effective sites of action. Explain the difference. What are those multiple effective sites of action?
There are a lot of products out there for farmers to choose from that have multiple active ingredients in the brand. And they need to ask, they need to discover, are all of the active ingredients, or at least most of the active ingredients inside that brand, effective on the weeds that they're doing battle with? For example, there are brands that contain a ALS herbicide. And typically we consider an ALS herbicide not effective on amaranthus or the water hemp species. So that's just an example that a farmer needs to understand what's in the brand that he intends to use, and is it effective on, are all of the active ingredients effective on his weeds?
And Mike, with all the weed problem that we've got this year, next year could be ground zero.
Absolutely. We're going to have tremendous seed in the seed bank in most of these soils across the Midwest. And I would recommend that we get very aggressive early and don't let the weeds get ahead of us, because if they do, we'll be battling them all season long. A couple of ideas to throw out would be in our corn, start early with a product like Acuron or Lumax EZ, Lexar EZ, Halix GT as a post option. In our Syngenta portfolio, we have some options that can deliver excellent weed control for the whole season next year.
That was Mike Leach with Syngenta, reminding us to pick the best herbicides and don't feed the weed seed bank. Always read and follow label instructions. Acuron, Lexar EZ, and Lumax EZ are restricted use pesticides.
It's the world's largest totally irrigated working farm show. Irrigation and so much more. Make your plans to be at Grand Island, Nebraska for the 42nd annual Husker Harvest Day, September 10th through the 12th. Get more information at huskerharvestdays.com. There'll be more than 600 exhibitors at the nation's most modern outdoor farm show site. Husker Harvest Day, September 10th through the 12th at Grand Island, Nebraska. See the show program online now at huskerharvestdays.com.
I'm Andrew McRae, your host for Farming the Countryside. We're talking about issues, tips, and trends affecting rural and agricultural America.
Then it was a burden on the local office. Essentially, you just have our county right now, or PLC.
On each show, I talk with guests who provide the latest info on important topics and the challenges and successes on their own operations.
We had an open house and invited the entire community. It was a huge event. We had about 750 people show up.
The Farming the Countryside podcast is brought to you by Nutrien Ag Solutions, the world's largest provider of crop inputs and services.
Farm Journal is bringing Hemp College to Altoona, Iowa on September 17th. This one-day farmer-focused conference will get you on the right production path with information on the best agronomic practices for hemp production, marketing, legal considerations, and policy news. Interact with growers and industry experts and gather answers to all your hemp questions. Our last Hemp College sold out, so don't miss your chance to attend. Register today at agweb.com/events/hempcollege.
Sometimes life is wonderful, and sometimes it's not. Cherish the good, but always be prepared for life's challenges. Private healthcare is private health insurance for ages 65 and under with medical, dental, vision, and even prescription coverage. If you're looking for health coverage at the best price and your annual household income is $35,000 or more, give us a call at 800-626-4910. That's 800-626-4910.
This is Brian Grady, Pro Farmer Editor and AgriTalk Market Analyst, inviting you to get more insight on today's market movers and what to watch tomorrow with Pro Farmer. When you visit profarmer.com/radio, we'll give you 1 month of premium analysis and advice absolutely free. You'll get the perfect blend of the marketing and policy information you need for your farming operation without feeling overwhelmed. Plus, we'll text you when breaking market advice is issued so you never miss a marketing opportunity. Visit profarmer.com/radio to start today. unbiased and free of advertisements, you'll get our detailed, time-tested advice for cash marketers and futures and options users, along with our premium analysis to give you the information that you need. Visit profarm.com/radio right now to start your free month. It's fast and easy to start, and there's no long-term commitment.
On your favorite radio station or your preferred digital device, AgriTalk is live every weekday.
Dude, I gotta know. Is this bump music Sam's doing? I mean, because he's going very hard rock with us. Earlier, we've got Aerosmith, and then we've got some Zeppelin here. It's just, it's all very cool.
Sam is killing it. He has stepped in to be the guy.
Yeah.
And is absolutely nailing it. I haven't bothered him with any more goofiness than I can help. And he's taking it all in stride. He's doing fantastic. I'm just going to let him work and leave him be.
Get out of the way, dude. Get out of the way. Let it happen. Green Welcome jeans. Back, everybody. It is an open forum today. That means we're going to be taking your questions, your opinions, your thoughts, your curiosities, and trying to provide some perspective today. You can email us, email us, host at agritalk.com. Tweet at us. When you do, include hashtag agritalk in the message. Or you can call us, 855-4TALK-AG. That's 855-482-5524.
Studies have shown, Chip, that when you sound a bell after giving someone information, it adds imperative to the idea inside their subconscious.
Well, I think that's important today. I don't think there's any doubt about it. Let's go ahead and finish up that news quick. We're getting a caller.
Well, Chip, USDA this morning announced the sale of nearly 452,000 metric tons of U.S. soybeans to Mexico for delivery in the current marketing year. Yesterday afternoon, USDA said 55% of the bean crop was rated good to excellent, unchanged from last week. But the slow development of the bean crop is shocking, according to USDA. 14% of the bean crop on Sept 1 had not yet started to set pods. So, Chip, the odds of those beans making a significant contribution to yield seems pretty low. Yeah. November bean futures 7 cents higher, 8.75 and a half. Jan beans up 7 cents, 8.89 and a quarter. March beans 9.01 and three quarters today. That's up 6 and three quarters.
Yeah, and I know that there are certain situations out there that I might just not be aware of. But the way that the bean plant operates, if it's not setting pods by now, something has gone wrong.
Right.
And something more than just planting date has gone wrong.
Yeah.
There were some other forced errors involved here because that bean crop should be, it should be setting pods. If it's not, significant contribution to the crop is a gross overstatement.
Yeah.
So in other words, what I'm saying is I'm calling BS on this. They're setting pods.
Yeah.
They just haven't been reported that way.
Well, live cattle futures were mixed with last week's lower cash cattle trade and plentiful supply of market-ready cattle building expectations for steady, at best, cash cattle prices in a holiday-shortened week this week. October cattle, 25 cents lower, 99.02 and a half. December cattle futures fell 75 cents to 103.57 and a half. October feeders, 132 and a half higher, 133.42 and a half. And finally, on the snout side, expectations of Chinese demand for U.S. pork continues to ebb and flow, but many market watchers expect the risk of demand to limit selling interest in futures for the near term. October hogs, 60 cents higher, 67.12 and a half. D's slipped 60 cents, 65.22 and a half. Chip.
All right. Lauren's getting in the way of the first song today. Lauren's up in Minnesota.
Let's get him in here.
Let's get him in here.
He's doing the people
a
favor.
Hey, pretty good, Chip. How's it going?
It's going well, going well. What's up with you today?
I got a comment to make about this 2-point some billion that the government says. I've been doing this for just about 40 years now, and every time I want to buy corn for cattle in this time of the year, I can call any co-op I want, and they always got corn. Well, I called two major co-ops at noon today. One said they wasn't going to release any more corn because they needed it for themselves. And the other co-op said we had 4,000 bushels. And one satellite place. The other one was plumb gone. So where is it all at?
You're in southern Minnesota, Lauren?
Yeah.
See, I think that's a bit of a hangover from last year. That crop, I don't think it was as good as what it was made out to be, the crop in southern Minnesota or in northern Iowa. So regionally, that makes more sense to me than saying western Iowa should be supporting a stronger than normal basis at this time of the year, or southeast Nebraska. And both of those areas on old crop have got a stronger than what they ought to have basis on corn. That's both, you know, that's buying corn, and definitely on the way out, basis is stronger than what it normally would be. Lauren, we've been talking about this long enough that I've kind of given up on the hope of getting an acceptable answer until maybe it shows up in the September quarterly grain stocks report. But I don't know if it's going to.
Well, it looks like to me personally, I need to carry out. I bet it's not hardly a billion out there if the truth is really known.
I don't know how we find
that. This has never, ever happened to me before, ever. I mean,
boy,
to have the positive, we've had a positive basis nationwide all spring and summer, and that tells me there's more demand there is supply.
Yeah.
That is interesting.
So when's the government going to get that down to where it belongs so we get the price getting
Hey,
going?
I just said the only chance for that to happen would be in the quarterly grain stocks report that is based as of September 1. And I don't know if they're going to do it or not. But I don't know. What does everybody else think? Is Lauren right? Are we close to a billion bushels of corn out there, or is it closer to that 2.1 that USDA had it and the World Ag Outlook Board had in the last supply and demand report? Lauren, your point is well taken, well documented, and we've discussed it on AgriTalk before. I just don't have a good answer for you on this one.
Well, I know. I mean, the truth is there. You call a co-op and say we're not going to release corn. Where is it at then? It's got to be somewhere out there.
Yep. Okay. So,
get everybody else on board, and I want to find out, do they have the same issue everywhere, or is it just in our area?
There you go. There's the call out. Where's the corn? That is the question from Lauren. Lauren, thank you so much. Hopefully, we'll get some feedback on that before the end of the show, okay?
You bet. I'll keep listening. Thank you.
Thanks. Thanks, buddy. It's a great question.
Great place to start.
It's a great question. Yep. And I'm going to say this, and no, I'm not going to say the first name because I think it's Todd. I think it's Todd over in Nebraska City. Mm-hmm. On the crop tour meeting, he made an impassioned comment at that meeting about the basis and the lack of flow in old crop corn supplies. Now, is it just very simply the fact that farmers put corn in the bin, shut the door, put a padlock on it, threw away the key, and they haven't worked up the guts to put the bolt cutter on it yet to open up and tap into that supply? That could be it, because they're uncertain over what the availability, what the quality of the 2019 corn crop is going to be. They could be looking at that crop from 2018 sitting in the bin, or 2017 sitting in the bin, and saying, you know what, that's my blend stock. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna take what I know is good quality corn and blend it down with some higher moisture, with some less quality, with whatever the problem might be out there in the field. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's interesting. All right. At Andrew, again, great call, Lauren. Appreciate that
good
very
stuff.
Much. Yep. And you can hear how frustrated he is over that.
For sure. I don't blame him.
I mean, I've been looking for the answer to this long enough as well. And it could. Yeah, it's not. No. Okay, at Andrew Jack 1972. He asked the question, do you think China's behind the fires in the Amazon? Well, it's an interesting way of asking the question, isn't it? I mean, it makes you think, did somebody from China show up with a magnifying glass and
right, and
a pile of dry leaves and say, watch this?
Well, they were probably starting with the anthill trick, and they got out of got out of hand is what I would guess.
Well, lots of anthills.
Well,
lots
and they're I hear they're humongous down there in Brazil, too.
Right.
The anthills?
Right. You better have a magnifying glass the size of Hubble to do this one safely. But you come at it from a slightly different, and is it Brazilian producers looking to expand their production so that they can be a reliable supplier of product to China in the in the foreseeable future? Okay, now if that's the point that you're trying to make, and are they expanding, trying to see, but I've got I got a question right here. Are they, is it really farmers? Is it really agriculture that
I was going to come to that too.
Yep. Has you know, started the fires in the Amazon? I think there's plenty of ground outside of the Amazon. That's a whole lot easier to get to and a whole lot easier to farm. So, probably not.
Find it now at shopfarmjournal.com. Brand new to the shop is the best of tractor tales, as seen each week on U.S. Farm Report. This 2-DVD set features dozens of classic machines and the collectors who bring them back to life. You'll get one DVD that's all green, the best of John Deere. The second DVD includes classics like Alice Chalmers and many more. Buy one DVD for $29.95 or buy the set for $49.95. Order today at shopfarmjournal.com or call toll-free 877-847-9599. You can find it now at shopfarmjournal.com.
Attention, Iraq and Afghanistan veterans. If you use dual-ended combat arms earplugs and suffer hearing loss or tinnitus, you may be entitled to compensation. The manufacturer agreed to pay millions to settle allegations it sold defective earplugs to the military that were standard issue to soldiers deployed between 2003 and 2015. If you served during those years, were issued combat arms earplugs, and suffer from hearing loss or tinnitus, call now.
Call 800-820-1659. That's 800-820-1659.
It's time for AgriTalk's Tech Talk. Pro Farmer Senior Economist Dan Baugh joins us. Dan, what's the market move that matters the most today?
Hey, Chip, I'm looking at December high-grade copper futures today. The copper market has not been performing well this summer, as indicated by the December contract's decline from an April high around $3.01 per pound to yesterday's spike low at $248.20. Yesterday's news that U.S. industrial production had fallen for the first time since early 2017 triggered a drop and certainly doesn't seem to promise increasing copper demand in the coming months. However, futures bounced strongly from the intraday drop, just as they did last Monday. It then followed through to the upside today, smashing resistance at its 10 and 20-day moving averages on the way higher. The market isn't in an uptrend at this point, but this reaction to bad news suggests copper may be bottoming.
Oh, very interesting. All right. Thank you, Dan. That is Pro Farmer Senior Economist Dan Baugh. Pro Farmer members, get your daily advice updates at profarmer.com.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Hey, Jim, how would you describe our D.C. Signal to Noise podcast?
It's a dairy parlor analysis of the D.C. politics that impact America's farmers and ranchers.
Dairy parlor analysis? What do you mean?
No bull.
Download the D.C. Signal to Noise podcast with Jim Wiesmeyer and me, John Harith, every Friday on agweb.com, the AgriTalk app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sweet strawberry icing.
You're in Goodwill and just past that vintage denim jacket, you spot miniature donut earrings. You lean in. Ah, that's the scent of shopping success. Because at Goodwill, every item you buy funds local job training and more. So bring home those donut earrings and bring home so much good to your community. Goodwill. Bring good home. Brought to you by Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Farm Journal is bringing Hemp College to Altoona, Iowa on September 17th. This one-day farmer-focused conference will get you on the right production path with information on the best agronomic practices for hemp production, marketing, legal considerations, and policy news. Interact with growers and industry experts and gather answers to all your hemp questions. Our last Hemp College sold out, so don't miss your chance to attend. Register today at agweb.com/events/.
Opinions expressed on AgriTalk do not necessarily reflect the views of Farm Journal Broadcasting, affiliate stations, or sponsors.
All right, welcome back to AgriTalk, everybody. I'm Chip, got Davis, and it is an open forum.
Yes.
Tweet at us, hashtag AgriTalk in the message, so that I'll be sure to see it. Or, of course, give us a call. 855-4-TALK-AG. That's 855-482-5524. Go ahead and recap how the markets closed there, Dave.
Well, Chip, December hard red futures were 2.25 cents higher at 384.5. December soft red futures 7.25 cents higher, 460.75. December corn futures 2.5 cents lower at 358.5. March corn slipped 2.5 cents to 371.75. November bean futures were 7 cents higher at 875.5. January beans up 7 cents, 889.25. On your livestock side, October live cattle 25 cents lower, 99.02.5. October feeders 1.32.5 higher at 133.42.5. And October lean hogs were 60 cents higher at 67.12.5. And it looks like, Chip, we've got a call coming in. Hello, caller. Thanks for calling AgriTalk. Oh, jeez. I think I know what this is. Hey, guys. Hey, guys, you're not supposed to be cooking while I'm gone. Guys, you're not cooking, are you?
No.
Hey, hand me the spatula.
Oh, jeez. I'm going to need to make an insurance claim eventually. I'm sure of it.
I have told you you need to be careful with those.
I don't know how to control them anymore. You know, there was just the one, and now there's two Davises back there.
Oh, no.
It's a long story. We can go over it sometime.
Listen, I know the attractiveness.
Mm-hmm.
There's just so much time of the day, right?
Right. Right.
I get it.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of things you want to do. I'm not sure that this is the answer, Davis.
Well, and the thing is, you know, they're against microwaves because they feel like the government tries to control their brains if they get too many microwaves going in the house. I mean, I don't even know where to begin.
I know. Just be careful.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
At Kennedy Cattle Co., as far as pod setting, I was chasing some cows out of a field two nights ago.
Sounds like a good time.
Zach, I do not mean to laugh at that.
No, no.
I just been there too many times.
Funny, not funny. Yep.
Yeah. Felt bad about it until I looked closer at his beans. Two pods per plant max. Yes, late planted, but it's September. Make better hay, or they would make better hay. I agree.
Yeah.
This one from at Long Gone John 81. It's good to hear from old Captain Time Decay again.
Yeah.
Say what you want about basis moving to attract more corn. What we're seeing out here in Southwest Minnesota is with the ethanol margins being what they are. I know of a half a dozen plants that are already shut down or are about to, for what it's worth. Yet basis remains as strong as it is, and the margins stink at these plants, and they're shutting down.
Right, right.
The two don't. It suggests to me that supply in southern Minnesota is just a whole lot smaller than what it has been indicated at.
We'll see.
And just got a reminder from at RJFran23. Says, I've been wondering where the corn was since last February, and he backed it up with a February 15 tweet that starts with, this cash market has me confused.
Nice.
Yeah. Not sure the crop was as big as I thought. All very good. All very good stuff there.
Yeah.
Let's go to this one real quick. At Adam Lash 1, you know that the tariffs are having an effect on China's economy when they start using the WTO to launch complaints against the U.S. Mm-hmm. China is the king of stall and delay when other countries launch complaints against their protectionist tactics in the WTO. You're right. I mean, 100%. It is laughable. It is laughable that China would use the WTO in an effort to question, like, anything. Anything trade related, because China has been a major offender of the rules and regulations of the agreement that they signed to get into the World Trade Organization.
Yep. Well, and let's not forget, we mentioned this morning too that the Trump administration is using those same WTO guidelines, using that magic phrase, measures necessary to protect public morals. I'm not sure how, I guess maybe the technology theft aspect, but I don't know where they're getting public morals out of the trade war with China as being one of the aims. But hey, if we're going to play the WTO game, let's win that game too.
Right. Right.
We can play in that arena.
You know, and that's how China's going to approach this. They're going to demand that their WTO complaints be addressed before they move forward with a large scale, big picture trade agreement that we're looking for here.
And the U.S. is going to say, hurry up, and they won't do it. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Yeah, Vince. Yes.
Vince in Illinois. How are you today, buddy? It's good to talk with you. What's on your mind?
Hey, I was wondering, I've heard you in the past talk about people from China participating in your crop tour. I think it was mostly representatives of companies. I was wondering if that has increased, decreased, or stayed about the same since the trade war and the tariff situation.
You know, Vince, great question. And I think it's backed off just a touch. That's not to say that there are no representatives from China or Chinese companies on the tour, but it's not as many as we might normally expect. And Vince, we went through a stretch a few years ago where there were tours that were not directly affiliated with the crop tour, but it would be some visitors from China that would participate in an evening meeting or two. But they were all very interested in the grain market, the grain supply, and everything. So it was a different deal than just the crop tour. And that didn't happen this year, and it hasn't happened for the last 2 years. So I would say that it has backed off at least some. Yep.
Well, just something I was curious about. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Vince. Appreciate it. Appreciate it.
Bye.
Danny wants to keep this conversation going about corn supply out there. Yeah. Danny's in Iowa. How you doing, bud? What's on your mind?
Hi, Chip. How are you today?
Good. Thanks.
My question is, over here in Western Iowa, all the alcohol plants are pretty much, I'd say the bins are empty, but is that corn considered still in the pipeline, or is that, it's gone, but I mean, is it considered in the carryover? Since it isn't. We get joke around over here talking about putting corn in price lower. So just a question.
No. That argument has been used in the past, Danny, where if it is in the system that, you know, I don't even remember exactly how it went because it was back in the 2010 year that it seems to me like corn in storage became an issue for the grain stocks, whether or not in different situations, whether it was counted, I think that had something to do with barge corn that was in barges. But if it's in storage and it's there, it should be accounted for and it should be counted and it should be included in the grain stocks. If those bins are sitting there empty, there's nothing to report. Therefore, it should not be reported.
Well, I'd say it's in some cattle somewhere or in somebody's fuel tank. You know what I mean?
There you go. I think, you know, they've been this feed and residual category has been a burr under my saddle for a long time, and it feels like they've taken. Got you back. Go.
All right. Woo. That was a close one.
Yeah.
That was a close one.
Yeah. Did you hear that too?
Fell into a hole there for a second. Yeah. Something happened.
Did you feel that glitch in like the Matrix too? Or was that just me?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. No, that was definitely a glitch. Yeah, and I can't remember. Yeah. Do we take the red pill or the blue pill? I can never remember which is which.
Ah, take them both.
Because, you know, take them both. Because, you know, if you take the one pill and join Keanu Reeves and the guy with the little spectacles, you know, you wind up in this weird world and you're eating, like, gruel and you got a cord plugged into the back of your neck. I don't know.
Yep.
I don't know. Yeah, at the risk of sounding like a sheep, you know, let's get back to
Danny's comments there about the supply of corn over in Western Iowa. And the comment that I was making there was the feed and residual category has been a burr under my saddle for a long time. And the World Ag Outlook Board may have taken some liberties with that residual component. Are you kidding me? This segment's over?
That's it.
I thought the music was playing again because I got knocked off the air, and then I wouldn't hear it if I got knocked off the air.
Yeah, you wouldn't still be talking.
World Ag Outlook Board may have taken some liberties with the residual component of the feed and residual category that they're going to have to deal with later. Let's leave it at that.
That was a mouthful. AgriTalk.
Hey, AgriTalk listeners, this is Pro Farmer editor Brian Grady inviting you to get more insight on today's market movers with Pro Farmer. When you visit profarmer.com/radio, we'll give you 1 month of premium analysis and advice absolutely free. You'll get the perfect blend of the marketing and policy information you need for your farming operation without feeling overwhelmed. Plus, we'll text you when breaking market advice is issued so you never miss a marketing opportunity. Visit profarmer.com/radio today. That's profarmer.com/radio.
Farm Journal is bringing Hemp College to Altoona, Iowa on September 17th. This one-day farmer-focused conference will get you on the right production path with information on the best agronomic practices for hemp production, marketing, legal considerations, and policy news. Interact with growers and industry experts to gather answers to all your hemp questions. Our last Hemp College sold out, so don't miss your chance to attend. Register today at agweb.com/events/hempcollege.
3, 2, 1. Oh no. Which button am I?
When every second counts, you can't wing it.
Guys, a little help up here?
In a home fire, you may have less than 2 minutes to get out. So make a family home fire escape plan. Then practice home fire drills at least twice a year so everyone knows what to do when they hear. Prepare your family at ready.gov/firedrill. Brought to you by FEMA, the Ag Council, and Make Safe Happen.
I'm Andrew McRae, your host for Farming the Countryside. We're talking about issues, tips, and trends affecting rural and agricultural America.
Then it was a burden on the local office. Essentially, you just have our county right now, or PLC.
On each show, I talk with guests who provide the latest info on important topics and the challenges and successes on their own operations.
We had an open house and invited the entire community. It was a huge event. We had about 750 people show up.
The Farming the Countryside podcast is brought to you by Nutrien Ag Solutions, the world's largest provider of crop inputs and services. Save time and capitalize on market opportunities with Pro Farmer's Daily Advice Monitor. Whether on your desktop or on your phone, visit tryprofarmer.com and get a generous 1 month free trial. Pro Farmer only focuses on the news that impacts the market, so you won't scroll through pages of articles to find what's really impacting your business. Plus, get full access to cash bids, charting tools, and more. Visit tryprofarmer.com right now. That's tryprofarmer.com.
It's the world's largest totally irrigated working farm show. Irrigation and so much more. Make your plans to be in Grand Island, Nebraska for the 42nd annual Husker Harvest Day, September 10th through the 12th. Get more information at huskerharvestdays.com. There'll be more than 600 exhibitors at the nation's most modern outdoor farm show site. Husker Harvest Day, September 10th through the 12th at Grand Island, Nebraska.
Attention oxygen users. Are you on oxygen therapy and still using tanks? Life is hard enough struggling to breathe. Don't waste your breath on dealing with bulky, dangerous tanks.
Call 800-513-4698 now.
And try the Inogen 1 G4 Oxygen Concentrator risk-free for 30 days. Tanks are a hassle. They hamper mobility and are difficult to transport, not to mention risky. The Inogen 1 G4 Oxygen Concentrator is compact and makes its own oxygen, making your life easier. If you call right now, we'll send you a free information kit that outlines all the benefits. Plus, you can get a 30-day risk-free trial to see for yourself. But don't wait. This exclusive radio offer won't last. Call for your free information kit on the Inogen 1 G4 Oxygen Concentrator. Ditch the hassles of tanks and experience the freedom of living a mobile life again.
Call 800-513-4698. That's 800-513-4698. 800-513-4698.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers.
Call 800-806-9013.
That's right, annuity do's and don'ts for baby boomers and annuity rate report, both absolutely free for calling today.
Call 800-806-9013. That's 800-806-9013.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
You're listening to the new AgriTalk with Chip Flory and me, the handsome newsman, Davis Michelson.
And not a song yet.
Mm-hmm.
Good work, everybody.
Sam Green
Good
Jeans.
Work.
Yes.
Yes. And Lauren really got things started with the call about supply out there and basis doing what it's doing.
Outstanding.
Matt from Minnesota has got another reply to it. He says, if someone needs corn, there is likely much to be found in northern Minnesota, eastern North Dakota. Basis is still 70 cents under. We have never had even close to a positive basis up here. Once China shut the doors, we haven't moved much corn or soybeans. Boy, we've been talking about the need to get some movement out of the PNW, which originates out of Matt's area for quite some time. So it's a point well taken there, Matt. Appreciate that. That one? No. Here we go. Let's do this one. Aaron. Over in southwest Iowa, local co-op is currently not trucking corn out. They need what they have to get to harvest. The southern half of Iowa lost at least a third of the corn crop last year to a windstorm late June combined with no rain in August. There was little nor carry here. Very few farmers cleaning out bins in preparation for harvest. 2019 crop looks okay here, might raise the average yield, but not a bin buster. I think that's exactly what we saw when we were out on tour. Lots of light green on the hillsides from nitrogen loss and planted wet holes. So I took a trip to Oklahoma from southwest Iowa last week. Couldn't help but notice the vast majority of northwestern and north central Missouri had some very pale looking corn, rough looking short beans and bare fields. Maybe one in five fields north of St. Joe has an average looking crop, 20% of the crop, and only about two cornfields along I-35 from Kansas City to the Iowa border look like they received fertilizer this year.
Wow.
You know, when you get that specific and say two fields, you know it's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
You know it is a problem. Okay. NCGA just released this, just sent out this press release. NCGA supports EPA interim decision on glyphosate registration. The NCGA recently submitted comments in support of U.S. EPA's proposed interim registration review decision for glyphosate. EPA is required to review pesticide registration every 15 years. Blah, 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 blah. The introduction of the chemical herbicide during the second half of the 20th transformed modern agriculture. Doggone it, I was hoping to see, because I saw some other comments on here about this earlier, that there were some requests that it also carry a label warning of its that it's a carcinogen. Okay? And EPA said, no, we're not going to do that. There's no proof of that. That's encouraging.
Yeah.
That's very encouraging. I need to find out more on that before I comment too much on it. But I will comment on this.
Okay.
Okay. Are you ready? Earlier today, Federal Judge William Conley of the Western District of Wisconsin issued a preliminary injunction against Anheuser-Busch, barring the brewer from saying no corn syrup language and icon from its Bud Light beer packaging. Again, the federal courts have found Anheuser-Busch's use of no corn syrup to describe Bud Light could mislead consumers to believe that Miller Lite and Coors Light contain corn syrup in the final product. That was the basic, the basis of my whole outrage, of my whole transformation from Busch Light, even though this was Bud Light, it's still AB, of my whole transformation from Busch Light to Coors Light.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. It was the fear-based mongering that AB latched onto in that Super Bowl ad. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's like I told people, or I tell people this all the time when they look at me, and I shouldn't say all the time when I got a Coors Light in my hand, but when those few occasions when I have a Coors Light in my hand, people look at me and say, they look kind of strange and say, geez, I thought you were a Busch Light guy. Well, I was, but you can't rail against a company and then support that company by supporting other brands within that company. That's not how I'm going to roll.
Right.
So for now, you know, and maybe this is, but I will say this, if someone hands me a Busch Light, I will still take the latte.
As will I.
I'm not going to buy it.
I've tipped a few this summer. I've switched to red wine myself. Okay. I've also switched to letting the air out of rooms, as you can tell.
Wow. Red. Is that your first song cue right there, Red Wine?
I actually really don't like that song at all. I can't stand the fake
reggae.
Well,
then why'd you bring
I brought up the drink. You brought up the horrible fake reggae song.
Okay, here we go. Oh, geez, I don't want to miss this one. Where was it? Oh, I'm missing it. It was just very simple. It was very simply this. Is there any reason, anything left to be bearish about wheat other than the fact that it's wheat?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, unfortunately, there is. There unfortunately is, and that is an increasing supply coming out of the Black Sea. It's just going to make it worse. At AE Pork, does anyone know what China has in pork reserves? How much more pork is consumed during their upcoming holiday compared to normal? I don't have that specific percentage change, nor does anybody, I think, have the amount of pork that China has in pork reserves. We do know that they are tapping those reserves, and as they tap those reserves, it's going to make it more likely that they will begin to import some pork out of the U.S. At Yoohoo 26, are beans the sleeper market resting up for a rally, or are they more similar to a passed out drunk in a recliner? I'm going with drunk in a recliner for now.
Okay.
1 million plus bushel corn pile co-op in Waukon, Iowa. No immediate plans to move it, according to board member who said still smells okay. I'm on the road tomorrow, everybody, making a trip down to Texas Tech
for
the College Road Show. Hook 'em. I'm going to be there. Hook 'em. No, that wasn't right.
No, that's not.
Wreck 'em. Jeez.
You better get it straight, mister.
Wow. We got Davis and Clinton Griffiths tomorrow morning.
This is Brian Grady, Pro Farmer Editor and AgriTalk Market Analyst, inviting you to get more insight on today's market movers and what to watch tomorrow with Pro Farmer. When you visit profarmer.com/radio, we'll give you 1 month of premium analysis and advice absolutely free. You'll get the perfect blend of the marketing and policy information you need for your farming operation without feeling overwhelmed. Plus, we'll text you when breaking market advice is issued so you never miss a marketing opportunity. Visit profarmer.com/radio to start today. Unbiased and free of advertisements, you'll get our detailed, time-tested advice for cash marketers and futures and options users, along with our premium analysis to give you the information that you need. Visit profarmer.com/radio right now to start your free month. It's fast and easy to start, and there's no long-term commitment.
Thanks to the Syngenta Midwestern Agronomy team for sponsoring the AgriTalk podcast. Talk to your Syngenta agronomist about weed management and other best practices that meet the needs of your farm.